And he has been with us before, journalism professor at Quinnipiac University. And this whole situation about Bill O'Reilly is headline news across the country. Professor, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, no, I'm delighted that you are here. And I worked with Bill O'Reilly at Channel 3, and I'm... tell you the truth, shocked at this whole situation. I don't know what to make of it.
Yes, and even last night, the big news where he's announced that he's taking a vacation until the 24th of April, all of a sudden. He says it was pre-planned, and Fox says he's coming back, but it's just another sort of twist in this ongoing problem that's been going on since April 1st when the New York Times published this expose of the sexual harassment and other harassment claims that we've settled over the years.
You know, one of the things that I don't understand, I mentioned this to my radio audience, all the other networks, you know, they all have women doing news and fellas working with them and so on and so forth, but why is it Fox, it seems, that the women at Fox, they went after the head guy, they got him fired, and now O'Reilly... And I was surprised at O'Reilly, what happened here. But it was rumored that he paid them, what, $13 million?
Yeah, a total of, I think it was five women over 10 years, $13 million. So this wasn't an all-of-a-sudden thing. Fox has been doing this for the better part of a decade. And O'Reilly had been on for 20 years. He was one of the founding fathers of Fox News. So... yeah, this is something that Fox obviously has known about for a decade at least.
So, what do you think? What as a professor of journalism, what are some of your gut feelings?
Well, to answer your previous question, why Fox and not some of the other networks? I think it's because Fox is a much more male-dominated station, both in its viewership and its leadership. And so, when you have that, you just have a sense that things are a little more old boys style, old boys club. So that's the reason why Fox would be the target of this. But in general, I think what you're seeing here is Fox trying to decide whether they want to weather the storm out, whether they think that if they just take them off the air for a little while, if they just ignore this problem, that the advertisers will slowly come back once the problem fades. The issue that you're really dealing with here is both moral and economic. Fox is saying, well, morally we should take a stand, but economically he brings in a lot of money and he's the face of our network and we don't want to just dismiss him for no apparent reason. We want to make sure that this is the right decision.
So what the point being, what you have just said to us, that he's been paying these women over the years.
Accusation was by an assistant producer who worked on his show that he was basically yelled and mean and things like that, and it caused her to leave the network. She was the first one to be paid off, and a few others have been for just being generally not a nice guy, apparently, in the newsroom. But a few of the more recent ones have been more of a sexual nature, propositioning people in the network, propositioning some guests, which Fox is taking a little more seriously after the Roger Ailes being let go back in last fall.
Do you believe O'Reilly will be fired eventually?
That's a tricky question. Before last night when he announced he was going on vacation, I thought he would weather it just because he is so valuable to the network and he has been there 20 years. He is very well respected in that sense. But, having him disappear for 12 days, which, again, he said was pre-planned, and he usually takes vacations around Easter time. You have to wonder whether Fox is trying to ease him out and let him go in the least disruptive way possible, just make him disappear. So the same way they did Greta Van Susteren. When she announced that she was leaving, she just quietly disappeared. Same thing with Megyn Kelly. When she announced she signed with NBC News, her show was on one day and then off the next. So the idea here is that if you do let him go, you want to do it with the least drama as possible.
Well, again, it's known that he does lose his temper. I mean, that this is known from all of us.
and this is also why his ratings have actually gone up since this controversy began. The people who are more prone to watch him, you know, don't care about this. They feel that he is being persecuted, that he is being attacked by, you know, people on the left that, you know, don't like him in general. So the people who won't watch him still won't watch him, and the people who do watch him are coming to his defense. So Fox does almost have an argument to keep him because he is increasing his ratings even in the midst of all this controversy.
Well, I'm glad, Professor. You know something? You folks down at Quinnipiac, you are really on top of it, and I think it's great that there's so many young people now coming to your university as far as journalism goes. And I've talked with several of the professors like yourself, and I appreciate your contribution to Dan and my radio program here in the morning.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate that.
Coming up to 8 o'clock, friends, and then we'll be back if any of you have...